a dominant position so that you are talking, you know.
It's kind of like David Letterman guess. Again. Did you ever notice how he would do that? He would be sitting so high above
right.
the people in the audience. I miss him.
Do you?
I kind of got I got tired of him, but now I miss him now that he's not there anymore.
I don't miss him at all.
Who do you like? Who do you watch late night?
He was done like 5 years ago. He's tired.
His attitude, yeah.
He just, if you don't want to be there, don't be there.
That's what he did.
What are you trying to make the Hall of Fame?
Yeah. You are so full of shit now. Do you watch anybody at late night?
I love the Colbert.
He's doing a good job.
It depends on what it is.
Have you watched James Corden?
Love James Corden.
He's amazing.
Love James Corden.
He's really funny.
I love Jimmy Fallon.
Yep, same here. And Jimmy Kimmel.
It depends on my attitude as far as how peppy I want to be at midnight. Like, Jimmy Fallon is a little too peppy sometimes. I'm like,
and he can get kind of smarmy with people. He loves everybody.
He'd be better with a morning show.
He loves everybody.
Yes. And he'll be, and I'll tell them that. Yes. I love you.
Yes. I would love to be on that show just so he could pretend to say
that he loved you.
Loved all my stuff. He's probably never heard of me.
He's heard of you.
I don't think so.
I have a feeling. Jimmy Kimmel's pretty wise with music, I think.
Oh, Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon?
I'm sorry, Jimmy Fallon. Sorry. I think Fallon's pretty wise with music.
I don't think any of them has ever heard of me. Maybe Stephen Colbert because he came from South Carolina.
Yes.
It's possible he's heard of me.
I interviewed him once a long, long time ago.
Did you?
Yeah. A long time ago. He was doing something with Strangers with Candy.
But that new late show is great.
I think so, too.
I really like it.
Yeah. The band is fantastic.
But you know what's cool about him is that you're not, if you never had cable, like my mom doesn't have cable. She just has the MeTV and all that. She doesn't know who he is. I mean, she's never seen him before. So she's never seen The Daily Show. She's never seen, she's never seen his shtick. So he's really refreshing. She's like,
she likes
really...
it.
Well, she can find something she hates about everybody.
Yeah.
So.
But she's. She finds him refreshing, though, a little bit.
She does, yeah.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah.
All right.
Are you ready?
I'm talking with Kevin Kinney from Driving and Crying, one of my favorite people in the whole wide world. Oh, and then, of course, artists.
So true.
You're being inducted into the Georgia Music Hall of Fame. That's so exciting. Tell me about this happening on Saturday night.
Well, Saturday night, Driving and Crying, and all of our previous members and present members.
That's great.
Along with Peter Buck inducting us, introducing us, and inducting us. He's doing all three eyes. He's taking all my eyes. And Michelle Malone and we're going to be Georgia Music Conference Center, World Conference Center. I don't know.
The
World Congress Center.
And it's like a dinner and a red car. I'm telling you,
do
this is a
big deal.
Do they
have a smoking section? Or do you have to walk like 5 miles to go outside?
For you, they probably would have one.
I don't know. People always say that, and it's totally not true.
I know. I would think that totally they would have a little door for you to go out all by yourself.
I don't think they do.
But the World Congress Center, this is also going to be televised.
Maybe I should bring my... Maybe I bring my Rascal or my what's the treadmill thing? What's the thing you see down people walking touring Martin Luther King's neighborhood? What are they called? Segways.
And the founder died on a Segway. You know that he went off a cliff.
I know. No, he didn't go off a cliff. I think he rolled into the river in London.
Well, then you could get off it and live.
I don't know. It's pretty dirty water.
Do we know how he died? How did we get
the treadmill guy
into the Segway?
I was going to say, if I'm going to go have a cigarette after a 4-hour ceremony, I'm going to need a treadmill or a Segway.
Why don't you just get those sneakers?
Well, I need them both, actually.
Get those sneakers with little wheels
on. So anyway, I don't know. What are we? Oh, it's the World Congress Center. Driving and Crying. So let's go back.
Let's try to
get... Yes, Driving and Crying will be at the World Congress Center with Peter Buck and all of its old members and new members. And we are representing... all of our fans and all the people who've been, we're validating, all the people who've been rooting for us for our whole career.
Which has been how long now?
30 years.
Gosh.
And, this is a big deal for us. We're not going to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We're not a national band. We're a regional band who does national shows. But we are a southern band. I made a list the other day of 54 cities in Georgia that we have played not once but multiple times.
54. 54 different cities in Georgia. Yes.
I mean, from Thunderbolt, Georgia, to Demarest, Georgia, to Ringgold, Georgia, to LaGrange, to Dublin, Macon, Carrollton, Covington, Athens, Bogart.
I've heard of them all except for Thunderbolt. Albany.
Thunderbolt is a suburb of Savannah.
Wow.
It's between Tybee Island and Savannah.
Oh, I know both those places.
Brunswick, Georgia, St. Simon's Island, Georgia. These are places we played. We've played. So we are
long in the Georgia.
We have a lot of Georgia. We have a lot of Georgia fans out there that have been supporting us. So I'm going to go put a suit on for them.
I love it. I love.
I'm putting a suit on for you, Georgia.
I love that you realize how important it is. It's really an honor.
It is an honor. Yeah,
it's a big deal.
And like I was saying earlier, I'm just glad I'm not from like the South Dakota Music Hall of Fame. I don't know who's
from South Dakota.
Who's from South Dakota?
Have you ever even been to South Dakota?
I don't know. We could Google South Dakota musicians, and I bet they.
There
I bet they put me to shame.
But see, if you were from South Dakota, they'd have a South Dakota Driving and Crime Museum or
they
Hall
would.
Of Fame there.
We would have our own. Ones. Well, we would probably have our own storefront in a very small strip mall that had been out
it's
of business
like
for a little
Congress
while.
It's not like the World Congress Center, baby. And yeah. It's also going to be televised starting at 8 o'clock, did we say, on PBS, which is very cool.
Yes.
So Saturday night.
Yes, I'm hoping they have pecan pie. And I'm
yeah, you were. He was asking.
They probably have the full Georgia
these
meal, right?
Things, do you get the chicken or the
right?
Do you get Indian food?
Right? Do they have curries?
No. Do they have,
chicken tikka masala is the number one dish of England now.
See,
isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. But I'm missing this. We should be doing this interview after you're inducted, so we'll have to do another one afterwards, so you can tell me all about it.
Okay.
And what food you got.
I'll be in town.
All right, good, good. All right, what else is going on with you guys? I'm so excited about my new vinyl from you.
It is very cool. Cox Theater in Macon, Georgia.
Yeah, that's Friday night.
The new Driving and Crying, the new version of Driving and Crying is Driving and Crying Mach 4. Keeps getting better. It's like a Cobra. We're like a fastback Mustang Cobra. We have Warner Hodges from Jason and the Scorchers on guitar. So we are going, we're back to our, this season of our band is pretty much rocking, full on rocking. Like, if you liked all the early Driving and Crying rock songs, like Smoke, You Don't Know Me, the big ones, and new songs like Dirty, and it's full on guitar solo, whipping guitars. He throws the guitar around his back, and it's just amazing.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we're excited about that. So you got to come see that show.
How's Tim doing, by the way? I haven't seen Tim in a long time.
Who's Tim?
Oh, is he not with you anymore?
He's a guy. The guy that left me? Yeah, Tim.
He did leave you.
Tim is amazing.
He did not leave you.
I know. Tim is doing great. He lives in Charleston.
He does.
He does.
When
moved
did
there
he
a
move?
Long time ago.
Oh, I didn't know that. See, that's how long it's been.
Yeah. Well, you know.
I don't like
he's got a beach. he's like our Robert Plant, you know. He's got that, you know, he's got to have that tan.
He's got a little swagger, doesn't
he? He's got
a
swagger.
Yeah.
He's got a swagger. He's our Robert Plant, you know.
He's our Robert Plant.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if you said he's our rubber plant or our Robert Plant.
No, I'm the rubber plant.
And who would you be in that picture?
Just what makes that little old lad think he can move that rubber tree plant? Anyone knows and Ed can't. Move a rubber tree plant, but he's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. He's got high apple pie in the sky. Hope so if you're... Whatever.
Wow.
Right?
I didn't even know I knew that song.
Yes.
Wow.
That was a duet.
It was a duet. So who would you be in that picture?
I would be probably Bonham.
I loved Bonham.
I would be more of a Bonham guy. Dave Johnson would be the John Paul Jones, and
look
the
at
Jimmy
those pants.
And Jimmy Page gets turned around. He get everyone's different. Jimmy Page, you know, we have different Jimmy Pages.
Do you have different Jimmy?
Yeah,
Jimmy
like
Page
Warner,
looks so
Sadler,
wholesome there.
Sadler makes a good Jimmy Page. I have moments. that I like to play echoey guitar like Jimmy Page, but I am not Jimmy Page. I am more of a Bonham guitar player. Yeah,
he's pretty special, very very special. What is your favorite band? Like, if you had like just one growing
one
up
band,
that you were like, yeah, just
one band
couldn't have enough of.
Well, I love the Ramones.
Really,
they just made me. They make me happy,
and they still do.
They still do. You know,
that's pretty telling.
I tried
that's
to do
cool.
one band, but yeah,
I know. I was the same.
I was a Ramone nut. See, I was friends with Johnny Ramone back in the late 70s, 79, 80. I think so, 80. Yeah. But I knew him because my friend Bobby had introduced me to him because he knew that I had baseball cards. And so me and Johnny started trading baseball cards. He would say, you want to come to the Ramones show? I'm like, yes, I do. Yeah, yeah, I guess I could make it to the Ramones show. Yeah, we're playing Lake Geneva, and then come by and bring your quads. So, like, I went to Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, and then me and Johnny Ramone went to the Red Owl. He bought milk and cookies. We went to the Holiday Inn. He called his girlfriend to check on the Yankee score because it wasn't on. There's no ESPN then. And I put all my cards, and he'd, like, look through all my cards. You wrap these in, you shouldn't wrap these in the rubber bands. You're gonna ruin the integrity of the card. It's like, okay, well, cool. Well, we gotta get up early tomorrow. So, can you come to the show in Chicago tomorrow? I'm like, absolutely. He's like, okay, cool. So I drive to Chicago, and I go in to the what hotel was it? It's kind of a famous hotel. I can't remember. Downtown Chicago. And I go to the show, and then Johnny's like, yeah, you can ride in the van. I rode in the van with them to the hotel, and after the show, and we walk through the lobby, and I'm walking through the lobby with the Ramones, like I'm part of the entourage, you know, with my baseball cards, and it's the Gay Men's Bowling Association Championship. I've taken over the hotel. The whole hotel is a national. Oh. So I'm like walking through the lobby with the Ramones, with all these gay men bowlers, and it's the most amazing memory of my life.
Oh my god!
And then I went upstairs, and Johnny looked through my cards again, and then gave me like $60, which was a ton of money. Drove back to Milwaukee. Like, I can't believe, no one's going to believe this story at all.
And it was before you could really had cameras like, no, that you would like.
Yeah, and you wouldn't, you just don't do that
stuff. Yeah,
right. You just don't do that. There's like one picture of me like backstage where I'm like talking to him, like my back's to the camera, kind of.
Somebody else took the picture.
Somebody else took it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just. And then once the band got famous, it was like, yeah, I heard you on the radio. You know, that was cool. And then like Joey said, yeah, man, I heard Fly Me Outrageous on the radio. It was awesome.
Fly Me Outrageous.
I was like, thank you. And then we got famous. Then we got famous. And then like when we were not famous, like the Smoke Records started doing. My favorite Ramone moment is, I drive up to Winston-Salem for their last tour, whatever they're doing, and Johnny goes, how's the new record? How's the new record doing? I go, well, you know, they're not doing so good. He goes, what? No push. It's like, yeah, no push.
That's amazing.
So that's my favorite band because they make me happy.
That's amazing. What great memories.
I used to pick him up here at the Holiday Inn. There used to be Holiday Inn on 10th Street. And he would call me. He'd call my house and say, you know, it's Johnny. You know, Ramo. Yeah, I know. First of all, I don't have many people from New York named Johnny calling me. So yeah, we'll be at the Holiday Inn tomorrow if you want to pick me up. So I'd pick him up, and then we would go to like look at baseball record shops and movie poster shops in my Honda Civic. I'd pick up Johnny Ramone and drive him. And we'd be on like Jimmy Carter Boulevard. And we like my favorite memory of my entire life. If you ever, my favorite rock and roll moment ever. This is before Driving Crime, before I had a band. I was a construction worker. I built sewage plants.
Nice.
Is sitting in the Taco Bell on Jimmy Carter Boulevard with Johnny Ramone. And he bought me a taco.
Oh, no.
Yeah, bought me a taco, and I'm sitting there eating a taco, which I didn't remember.
Oh, my God.
It was, like, the best memory of my life.
Do you still have your cards? Did you guys trade, or did he just buy yours?
He sold. Yeah, he bought.
So he didn't trade you any.
I had a lot of stuff from, like, the middle 70s, like 74, 75. You know, when he probably was a little, you know, he was probably, like, working. He was a construction worker, too. He was probably working a lot. Like, right before the Ramones. He lost that era. Like, you know, when you become a 23-year-old, you kind of stop collecting. So
yeah.
I had a lot of the stuff that he didn't have those years where he probably stopped collecting. So I had, like, a lot of 72, 73, 74 when they had, like, the cards look like Superman. You know, they had, like, these. Yeah, so I had a lot of those.
You still have them?
I have a box in Milwaukee somewhere.
The only reason why I'm asking is I have a friend who's my old boyfriend, and he's like rediscovered his baseball cards. So he goes to this place somewhere off Windy Hill or whatever where there's an old man, and they just sit there and they trade stuff, and then they gotta try to find him stuff. And now he's so into it, it's like, I'm like, where have you been? And he's like, you know, hours. It's like a cigar store or something. They all just sit there and just, well, it's amazing. I think it's fascinating.
It is fascinating.
And that, what they're worth, Johnny was actually right about the rubber bands and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Know? Because it's like now they're like, oh, if it's got any little.
Oh, my God. It has to be mint.
You might want to pull those cards out.
I think they're probably moldy in some attic somewhere. Yeah.
That's how I feel about my album.
Johnny got all the good ones.
That's amazing. That is such a great story. I'm really glad you shared that with me.
That's my favorite band.
Love it.
And why?
The Ramones.
That's my essay.
Well, Kevin Kinney, I love you. I'm just delighted you've been here with us today, and congratulations.
Yay!
Inducted into the Georgia Music Hall of Fame.
Yay!
Yay!
Go team!
Love you guys.